Chris Caputo here, Wilton Manor City Commissioner, and I'm excited to be here at the start of March on Appeals. This time that we're in is unprecedented in the state of Florida. Between the governor and his legislators, they are attacking and marginalizing the LGBTQ community on every front. Everything from drag performances, which is a part of our culture, to trying to ban pride flags from flying on City Hall property. And perhaps the craziest is what's happening in schools, right? With the expansion of Don't Say Gay to 8th grade, it's going to prevent the use of pronouns. It's going to stop HIV education potentially. And reality is it's going to lead to an increase in suicides among LGBTQ youth, which is frustrating because in the last year, 45% of LGBTQ youth have considered suicide. And one of the biggest indicators or drivers of that is if they feel supported, whether at home or at school. So when we're removing that support at school, when we're making them go back in the closet, we're just directly increasing suicide, or I should say legislators are. So that's really upsetting. And then it continues, that has been for years, to be an assault on trans rights. You know, what's so frustrating about all this is there are so many real issues that we face as Floridians, from a lack of affordable housing to jobs to transportation is an issue, you know, inflation. There's a laundry list. I can go on all day, and these are real issues, but those are hard to solve. So instead, they find issues like attacking the LGBTQ community because those are easier for them to get a win on. We've got to start marching, and we've got to start marching not just here, but in Tallahassee. We have to sort of awaken the giant that was the LGBTQ community and its advocacy efforts, because they're definitely going to do everything they can to make things difficult for us.